In Cuba, music like this is still around. It's Cuban traditional music, and these musicians went largely unheard outside of Cuba until the Buena Vista Social Club. In 1996, producers Nick Gold and Ry Cooder spent 6 days with some of Cuba's venerated musicians. Their record, the Buena Vista Social Club, sold 8 million copies, and it catapulted the musicians to international fame. Now, Gold has found more recordings from that week in Havana, and combined with a number of live performances and recordings by the individual musicians, he has produced a new album, Buena Vista Social Club, Lost and Found. From London, Nick Gold told us about one of his favorite moments from that original session that's in the new album. It came when Eliades Ochoa sang Pedacito de Papel, Little Piece of Paper.
En un libro viejo que guardado siempre.
This was late at night. We were still waiting in the studio, the engineer and myself, and Eliades came back to collect his guitar, and there was no one there, and he just sat down and started to play, and we rolled the tapes.
En ella decía que yo era su vida, que ella me quería, no me olvidaría, eras muy feliz.
Why so long for a follow-up album?
After the initial recording of Buena Vista Social Club, it was very difficult to keep up with all the recordings that followed and a lot of the musicians touring, and some of the recordings got forgotten. More recently, I was just being asked, you know, is there anything else? You know, what might there be? So I started to dig into these archives, which were, you know, pretty voluminous. And it became apparent pretty quickly that there was at least an album's worth of really wonderful stuff, real gems.
What I hear you saying is that this incredibly hot group had to cool down sufficiently before you could go and produce a second album of their stuff.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, they just got very, very busy with their solo careers and, you know, everyone sort of looked the other way a little bit.
Well, in this new album, Buena Vista Social Club, Lost and Found, what are some of the songs that stand out for you?
Well, from the very first sessions, there's a song called Makusa, and it just takes you back in a very incredibly vivid way to those sessions and that week. I mean, I think memories are almost tactile. It's strange. You know, you're transported back there. So, you know, you leave the hotel in the morning and walk to the studio down these narrow streets, and the Egram studio was like a glass door with no warning that it's coming. There's no warning or anything. And you open this door and walk up these crickety old wooden stairs into this amazing studio built in the 50s. It's, you know, complete wooden floor, wooden ceiling. To be greeted by this just phenomenal array of musicians that we managed to assemble.
This is music from a time before jazz and dance music parted ways, and at least in this country, in the United States. It's wonderful, popular dancehall music and also very sophisticated playing.
Yeah, the playing is amazing. This is Compás Segundo, and I can't think of an equivalent of getting compay, which Ry described as getting Louis Armstrong on a session. The wealth of knowledge and expertise and finesse with which he was able to play, and the same with Ruben. It was an extraordinary group.
There's a track on the new album called Ruben Sings. What's happening here? What's going on?
Ruben Gonzalez was a pianist that we came across, and when we started to hear him play, he was on fire. It was just amazing. You'd go to the studio and he was at the door each morning, and he would literally run to the piano and play all day. And this little bit at the end of the record was basically a guide while a rehearsal is going on. So he's singing a piano solo, and it's remarkably like he plays the piano.
Now, how old were these men when they made this recording with you in 97?
I can't remember exactly how old they were, but Compay was in his 80s. You know, a lot of the musicians were older. Rumo Gonzalez, the pianist, was in his late 70s. Ibrahim Ferrer was in his mid-70s.
How many of the musicians are still with us now?
From that original band, a lot of them have passed now. Ibrahim Ferrer's gone, Compay, Rubén González, Cachito, Pio Leiva, Puntillita, and, you know, still with us is the great diva of Cuban song, Amara Putuondo.
She is the singer, the voice that we hear on the track Lágrimas Negras, Black Tears. Sufro la inmensa pena de tu extravío. Siento el dolor profundo de tu partida. Y yo how did this one not make the cut on the first album is what I'd like to know.
It's very strange, actually, because how the repertoire for the record came about was, you know, all the musicians would suggest their own repertoire basically by playing it in the room. So, you know, these musicians would be playing almost like a desert island selection of their favourite songs, and we'd be able to sort of pick and choose from those. And this was one of the songs that was suggested, but, you know, almost ironically, we thought it was too popular a song to include on the record, because it was a very, very well-known song, probably would have been the best-known song on the record.
What do you think it is about this music that gives it such broad appeal?
It's difficult to say about the music itself, but I think there's hundreds of reasons it appealed to, because it really was a word-of-mouth phenomenon. And then, the musicians were coming over and touring, which caught people's imagination. They started to do interviews. People started to listen to their stories. But I still think that idea of the way it was recorded, you feel like you're in the room with them. And I think it's a very important part of it. You feel very close to the performance itself, like you're sitting next to them.
Nick Gold, producer of Lost and Found, a new collection of Cuban recordings from the Buena Vista Social Club, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.